It's the shittiest time of the year. It's the time when all the college students come back. I'm already over it. My God, they're so annoying. They're so fucking annoying. They are the future of America, as they like to say. They are the smartest generation ever. And we're fucked. We're so fucked. Fortunately, I have a tall gin and tonic.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
You can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, look for a safe space.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
Yes, you can shove your opinion right up your ass. Don't forget, you can also go fuck yourself. Yes, a third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. Welcome. Energy level a little bit low today, not gonna lie. Fucking tired. It's been a long 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks since I last podcasted. As you know, last week, not much happened. Got a repeat out. This is stating the obvious, weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect. Homes in, destroys the stupid motherfucking statist, and they are everywhere. Oh God, the fucking statists are everywhere. Everywhere I look, there's some motherfucking statist. If we only killed statist with the 50 caliber machine gun, I'd run out of ammo. That's why we need to utilize the nuclear-tipped cruise missile, because you can kill a lot more people with a nuclear explosion. Hi, I'm the Great One himself. This is Stating the Obvious podcast, brought to you by Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSSC.com, on the motherfucking internet. You can send us email. By us, I mean myself and the lovely and adorable Randy, who's over there in the control room on the other side of the glass, being seen and not heard the way women should be. You can send us email at God, that is dog spelled backwards, G-O-D, at CYNLIBSSC.com. And of course, on the Twitterverse, until such time as Anita Sarkeesian, if I can fucking talk, bans me from the Twitterverse. He's got a whole bunch of random things to talk about today. I've been writing shit down on a piece of paper. Before I forget about it, I want to say this. You have heard me in the past talk about Davis Arini's video, The Corporation as Boyfriend, which was one of the videos YouTube removed from his channel. And I was all pissed off because it was a great video. It explained a lot about women and the way they think. As I've explained before, when it comes to women in the workplace, right, men go to work to get money, so that men go to work and work with people in order to do a job, in order to get money, so that they can leave work and then go do things they enjoy doing with their friends. Women, on the other hand, go to work in order to spend time doing things they enjoy with people they like. As I also pointed out in the past, that women regard the government as their husband, and of course other people have pointed this out as well. And Arini came along with his video and explained how women look at the corporation as the boyfriend. And that's when things really started to make sense to me about how all of this works together. Because it's true, women see the government as the husband who's always going to provide for them. The fucking barking dogs. Ah, Jesus. This is one of the big problems with the nasty, filthy little fucking college students coming to town. We've done the apartment shuffle. Everybody's moved into their new places. There's all these new people living around the studio because the studio is located near College Central. And so they all have their fucking dogs. and the dogs have never been here in their lives, and so the dogs are fucking terrified of everything, and the dogs fucking bark at everything. For the next, like, 3 months, it's going to be dogs barking all the fucking time. We go through this every fucking year with the nasty, filthy little college students. And let me write this down so I don't forget when I'm doing show notes. Alright, what the fuck was I talking about? Arini, his video, corporation, his boyfriend. The silent pauses will be brought to you courtesy of Plymouth Navy Strength Gin, which is mixed into this gin and tonic, made with Canada Dry tonic water, and currently being drunk from a Guinness glass. Arini's video, the corporation, his boyfriend. It's one of the ones that YouTube censored. I was going through computer files that I have, and I found that apparently, and I didn't actually click on it to watch the video, so something could go wrong here. God knows, things could go wrong with computers. Apparently, I have that video saved. This is really exciting. In fact, hang on. Randy, should we check it out right now? How much work would that take? If I do this. Because I did bring this in, right? Oh, you're supposed to know. You're supposed to know everything. You're a chick. Where's Arini's? Oh, nope, that's not. That's Arini's ugly face, but that's not. I also have some other. Oh, yeah, this one. The question libertarians just can't answer. This is Arini. For the record, Arini, remind you, Arini is not a libertarian. The corporate boyfriend, there it is. Arini is not an anarcho-capitalist. He's a monarchist. He makes fun of ANCAPs. The corporate boyfriend is playing. Oh, yes. Yes, we have it. Oh, yes. All right. The video works. Because there's always a possibility the video file could be corrupted. I will be putting that up on the Cynical Libertarian website so that you can enjoy it. Oh, my gosh. It's pretty fucking brilliant. I'll be watching it again before I put it up to make sure it's as brilliant as I remember it to be, because I've talked before about false memories. I know you don't think you have false memories if you're a statist, but nobody gives a fuck. Hi, what's up? I'm not drunk. I'm just tired. I'm tired of college dude, the college students, dude, like, I'm starting to talk like them. The college students have not even been back a week. I'm already over it. Already over it. All right, so here's another tip for you motherfuckers out there. I'm not drunk, I'm just tired. Did a music festival, I'll probably talk about that. It was 10? It was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. However many fucking days that was, it was motherfucking music festival. This happens every year. Oh, God. Fucking Christ. Dude. Say dude. Dude. Yo, dude, bro. Dude. Oh, my God. It's like super cute. I'm so fucking sick. I'm so fucking sick of women putting the word super in front of everything. I am so fucking tired of that. It's like, girls, if you want to project to men who, and I'm excluding like dude bro frat boys, right? If you want to inform men who have IQs that are in the triple digits that you're a dumb bitch, here's one way you can do that. Put the word super in front of it. Oh my God, it's so super cute. I was like so super late, and You know, I really want a man who's just like super attentive, because I think it's super important that, like, a man, like, you know, like, he asks you about your feelings, because it's like super important to the relationship. Like, it's just like, it's really super important to me that a man be like really super sensitive to my emotions. Oh yeah, and then he also has a super amount of money, and he should have super abs, and he's got to have a super looking car. He's got to have a really super car to drive me around in, because I'm so strong, and I'm super independent. And you need to understand, I'm like super strong, and I'm super independent, and that's why it's really important for a man to be like super sensitive to my feelings. Okay? Music festival. Did the music festival. Ah, I'm still. I mean, it's been over with for days, but I'm still exhausted. Anyhow, mentally exhausted. I'm almost over the physical exhaustion. It's just what it yanks at. I like music festivals. Yes, you do, because you don't have to fucking work them. For days after the festival is over, I'm blowing dirty snot out of my nose from all the dirt that I inhaled for those 10 fucking days or whatever it was. Oh, don't get me wrong, man. I like going to music festivals also, right? Who doesn't? I mean, well, alright, lots of people don't, actually. Even, actually, I'm not a big fan of going to music festivals. I'll do it, but I understand. You say, you're not going to shut up. I work the fucking things. They suck balls. I have a different perspective than you. I'm glad you had a good time. Fuck, I'm still tired. Especially when they're run by dimwits. I mean, they did their best. They weren't completely stupid, and I exaggerate a little bit. It was mostly good. Like with most things, right, you focus on the fuck-ups. It's like, well, 7 things went wrong the entire week, and that's what you talk about, that's what you remember. You sort of ignore all the things that went right, you know? It's like feminists, right? All they can focus on is how more men use Twitter, or how some man looked at them or something. Women don't know, Femistatists don't notice all the fucking privilege they have. They don't notice the WIC, the welfare, the alimony, the food stamps. They don't notice women and children first. They don't notice the fucking how much money they get in divorce settlements, right? They don't notice all of these things. All they do is focus on, oh my God, that man is playing a video game, and in the video game, this character shot a female character, right? They don't notice the 7,000 male characters your video game character shot before it shot the fucking woman. Because, of course, to the femistatist, the man in society is considered expendable, and it doesn't matter when men die. But, oh my God, should a man tell a woman to shut the fuck up? Then you've got this major crisis, speaking of telling women to shut the fuck up. I didn't tell her to shut the fuck up because it wasn't worth it, but here's another little observation for you. When you're a fucking feminist cunt, and you're trying to get somebody to do something for you for free, maybe you should not call them a racist. I'm talking to this woman, and she wants some free stuff, and she's telling me how she's going to college. She's going to college in South Carolina, and she's a bunch of Southerners, and she's like, I just don't think I could ever live in the South. I'm going there because they gave me a scholarship. She's like, I couldn't live in the South because all the Southerners I meet are racist. And I'm like, And then she says, of course, I don't mean to generalize about people. Well, I don't give a fuck what you mean. You just called all Southerners racist. And I'm a Southerner, and you're a liberal Democrat, which is fairly obvious by this point, and you can go fuck yourself. And of course, she's majoring in political science. Oh, honey. What's it like? I wonder what it's like to be 19 years old and to know that your future is just completely fucking empty, that no man of substance will ever want to stick a cock inside of you. that you're going to be stuck with cisified beta males, that you're going to go through life thinking that all people from the South are racist, and you're going to have people like me just, you're going to say shit like that, and I'm just going to look at you with contempt in my eyes and just not even argue, because there's no point. Right there, I mean, sure, I could have said something, but why? It would have been a waste of my time. And I have a limited amount of time to live on the planet Earth, and I will never again engage in communication with this stupid fucking femistatist cunt. And that's all I need. That's all I need to know, is to never have contact with this bitch again in my life, because I'm going to spend my life with people I care about. Which reminds me, I need to send an email to people that I need to get together with next week. Put that on the fucking list. Movies. Despite getting my ass kicked by the festival, and despite not being home very much, it's like, okay, I come home for 30, I'm home, I'm here, I'm like 30 minutes, it's take a shower, grab something to eat, climb into bed and pass out, wake up the next morning, I'm here for like 30 minutes while I make coffee, brush my teeth, grab the shit I need to go back to the festival, and grab the coffee and grab the shit out the door. It's like 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night, that's all I saw of my house for like 4 days or whatever it was. At one point, I go in the kitchen, and there's a spider web in the kitchen right in front of the sink, like this big, elaborate spider web with this spider. That's how long I was gone, that the spider had time to make the spider web in the fucking kitchen where I normally stand in order to do dishes and other assorted things like cooking food. That's me dropping stuff. I was throwing the ink pen in the air, and that, oh, it didn't really work. So let's try that. Somebody try that again so I can drop it some more. Speaking of kitchens, this person I'm friends with who, like everybody, is a fucking statist. If I could just find some non-statist people. I know there's a few out there. I gotta look harder. Right, we're talking about baking shit, and we're like, well, you put this in the oven and you bake it. He's like, well, I can't use my oven. I'm like, what do you think? Why can't you use your oven? Is it broken? He said, well, no, it's summer. I'm like, okay. You are correct. It is summer. I mean, I have an oven. My oven functions during the summer. I turn it on. It gets hot. You put food in it. The food cooks. You take the food out. He says, well, but it's summer and it's hot. And if I turn the oven on, our house gets hot. I'm like, don't you have air conditioning? Well, yeah, but the oven makes the house hot. Like, how shitty is your oven that it has such little insulation that running the oven makes your house hot? Now, not surprisingly, this individual is a liberal Democrat. He's going to vote for Hillary Clinton. That's me dropping the pen again. You can't use the oven in the, he goes the entire, they don't, he's married. We talked about this. They don't use the oven in the summer because it generates heat. Now, I didn't ask him about the stove. I should have thought about that at the time. I didn't, because I was busy trying to decipher how somebody could be this fucking dumb. Maybe dumb isn't the word. Maybe, what is the word for this? Lame? Pathetic? I mean, you have air conditioning. Have you heard of a fan? Why does your oven radiate this much heat? I have no point of reference on this. I don't. I've never heard anything so fucking dumb in my life. Nobody in all my years, no one has ever said to me they don't use their oven in the summer because the oven generates heat. What? So next time I see him, I'm going to ask him if they use the stove. So we go back to kitchen, so we go back to not being home very much. So we go back, see, and I'm backtracking on my tangenting. We go back to movies. Despite everything, I managed to, in little bitty chunks and pieces here and there, I managed to get some movies in. I watched, for the first time, the movie Purple Rain. You know, the Prince movie. I had forgotten all about Morris Day and the Time. As soon as Morris Day came on screen, I was like, I'm going, I know who the fuck that is. Who is that? That's Morris Day. I'm like, who the fuck is Morris Day? Why do I know who Morris Day is? And I'm racking my brain. I'm trying to remember. Who is Morris Day? What did he do that I know who he is? Blah, blah. And then, of course, they did a musical. And I'm like, yes, Morris Day and the Time. What time is it? So anyway, that was fun. I'm not a big fan of a lot of the early Prince music. I listened to one of his more recent albums, and I was not that impressed. But some of his more recent stuff that I like, what is it, North, East, West, South, that album I liked a lot. I haven't listened to it lately. But amongst Prince's early stuff, I do like Little Red Corvette. That's pretty awesome. That's a great song. I love that song. And then there's Extra Time and Your Kiss. The Kiss song, that's a good song. But like he, you know, like the 1999 is okay. Like Purple Rain. See, Purple Rain, I'm just, that song doesn't do much for me. Anyhow, the Purple Rain movie was pretty much, as far as I could tell, a 2-hour music video and not a very good one. I was not impressed with the movie. Though seeing Morris Day and The Time do their thing, that was fun. I liked their songs more than the Prince songs. Apollonia 6, that was, oh god, that was the most terrible thing. That made my eyeballs bleed. And I'm pretty sure Apollonia is a transvestite. I know, I'm fucking transphobic and shit. I don't give a shit. Go fuck yourself. But I'm looking at Apollonia, and I'm going, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a fucking guy. So there was that. Hang on a second, guys. I gotta do some drugs. Oh, man. Oh, that's good. That's good shit. The drugs I'm doing right now are eye drops. My eyes are really dry. Hang on, I gotta do some more drugs in the other eye. Oh man, that's better than sex. Not that I've had sex lately, because I have standards. As I've mentioned to you before, I may never have sex again. I was talking to this chick the other day. When was it? 2 days ago or something? She was really cute. She was dressed really nice. She had one of those, what the fuck do you call them? Like a pencil skirt on with this zipper that went out. She was dressed. And I mean, not overly formal or anything. She just looked really, really nice. I get up there and she's got a fucking mustache. Oh my god. Girls. Why will you not do something about your facial hair? I mean, this is all she had to do is get the hair off. I've seen another chick at the festival that I thought about banging, and it's like from a dead end. She looks good. Okay, get a little closer. She looks good. Man, this chick looks all right. She's right in alignment with the sort of woman that I am physically attracted to. We're talking a little bit from a distance, right? She seems okay. Get a little closer. And there it is. There's the hair. There's the fucking mustache. The fucking mustache is thicker than mine. It's like this brunette fucking hair all over her upper lip. Girls, all you have to do is get the hair off your upper lip. How long does that take? How long does that seriously take? What, 90 seconds? And that includes opening the fucking package or something? I mean, there's a reason why you're single. There's a reason why you don't have a boyfriend. It's your mustache. I don't know why this is so hard for you to understand. How'd I get on that? Let's see, Apollonia is actually a man. The movie was a 2-hour music video. Morris Day and the Time were awesome. I don't know if there's anything else that needs to be said about the Purple Rain movie. I mean, it's a 2-hour music video. It's what it is. Also, watched... This one's a classic. If you haven't seen this one, guys... If you haven't seen this one, you need to get this movie. You need Netflix this fucker, fucking YouTube it, library, whatever the fuck you need to do. Glengarry Glen Rose. It's an adaptation of a David Mamet play, as you may or may not know, depending how long you've listened to this show. I'm a theater person. Glengarry Glen Rose. All-star cast. Who's in it? It's Al Pacino. It's Jack Lemmon. It's, what's his name? Ed Harris. It's fucking Alec Baldwin. I'm also, as you know, if you've listened to this for a while, I'm terrible with fucking names. Because I'm not a big hero worshiper of movie stars and actors and stuff like that. But anyhow, Kevin Spacey. You get the movie, you know, you look at the thing, you will recognize the names of everybody in this movie. It is this powerhouse group of actors. And, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. It's one of those movies, in a way, it's a movie about nothing. Almost nothing happens. It's just dialogue. It's only... I mean, there's obviously there's people move around and they do stuff that, you know, fill up a coffee cup and everything. And this is where, if you've heard the expression, coffee is for closers, this is where it comes from. If you go on YouTube, you can find the clip of the speech. The coffee is for, go to YouTube and probably type in something like coffee is for closers speech. And it's really greatest speech because fucking, what's his name? Who is it who plays the guy? It's not Alec. Is it? I think it is Baldwin who plays his character. He's only on for a brief moment. He comes in to give... So these guys are all salesmen. And he comes in to give them this speech. And he's telling them, you know, Jack Lemmon's over there pouring some coffee. And Baldwin's like, you, put the coffee down. And Lemmon's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He doesn't say fuck. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, coffee is for closers. Put the coffee down. I am here to tell you boys how to fucking sell, because they sell real estate. There are salesmen who sell real estate. And they're all sucking balls at selling stuff. And so corporate sends Baldwin down to give them a little quote-unquote pep talk. And Baldwin informs them that there's a sales contest that month, and the first person gets a BMW. The first place, the person who sells the most, makes the most money, gets a BMW. Second place, you get a set of steak knives. Third place, you get fired. And he explains to them, here it is, he says, A, B, C. A, always. B, B. C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. So if you've ever heard the expression, you know, coffee is for closers, or always be closing, or anything like that, I do it all the time. I say, remember, ABC, always be macking. ABC, always be hitting on girls. If you've heard that thrown around and you've never known where it came from. Or I'm not saying that David Mamet invented ABC, always be closing. That existed before David Mamet. But David Mamet, in his play, Glengarry Glen Rose, sort of made it famous. Always be closing. Anyhow, Oh, that movie is brilliant. You need to watch it. What else is on my fucking list? Festival. I talked about the fucking festival. I talked about Return of the College Kids. Fucking clocks. I have one of those atomic clocks, right, that supposedly keeps the right time. That fucking thing went haywire. It had new batteries, new-ish batteries. I took it down. It looked like the batteries leaked acid into it. I don't know if that's what caused the problem. But I'm sitting there, and I look up, and I look at the clock, and I'm like, what the fuck? It's 7:30? It can't be 7:30. That doesn't make any fucking sense. And I start looking at the other clocks, and the other clocks all say, like, 5:30. I'm going, well, fuck, what's this? I'm going to look at the computer. The computer says 5:30. Look at the cell phone. The cell phone says 5:30. I'm going to go, well, fuck, is it 5:30? Is it 7:30? What the fuck fucking 30 is it? The atomic clock is fucking supposed to be accurate. I know you don't give a shit, but it's just a story. The fucking atomic clock went crazy. I fucking took the thing, and then I kept looking at it, even though knowing it had the wrong time. So I had to take it off the wall, pull the batteries out. That's when I figured out the batteries had leaked acid everywhere. And even now, it's been out down for like 3 days. I'm talking like a college kid. Like, the atomic clock was like, it was super wrong. And so I like took it down, and like the battery had like super leaked acid like everywhere. And like, I don't know if that's like why it went like bad or like what, but I still look at the empty space on the wall every time. What time is it? I look and there's this empty space. Conditioning, it's a motherfucker. Olympics. Oh, it's the Olympic time. It's time for the Olympics. Now, look, I respect athletes. I respect the people in the Olympics because these are people who are pursuing their sport knowing that most likely the odds of them making any significant amount of money from this is zero, right? So these are people who are passionate about what they're doing. I'm in the bar the other day. During the festival, I was in the bar every day. Multiple fucking times. That's the only thing that got me through it. But I was in the bar the other day. Like all good stories, it starts in the bar. I have this friend, every time she would tell me a story, it would always start off with, I was at the bar, blah. And finally when they asked her, I said, do you have any stories that don't start with you being in the bar? And she was like, well, and she thought a second, give her credit for honesty. And she says, well, no, actually, I don't think I do. God. I'm like, okay, it might be why you don't have a boyfriend. I'm just throwing that out because you like to whine about boys and how you don't have a boyfriend. And yet, every story you tell me begins with, I was at the bar. Anyhow, I was at the bar watching the Olympics, and it was the female wrestling. Apparently, there's some stuff I don't know about wrestling rules, because during the one match, the referee kept fucking interrupting the girls all the goddamn time. And I'm looking and I'm going, I mean, I'm not a wrestling genius, but I know a little bit about the rules of Olympic wrestling. Right? I mean, you can't pull hair, you can't kick people in the nuts. Girls don't have nuts, that's not a problem. But I mean, there, you know, you can't bite. There are these things that are obviously not permitted within the rule set of Olympic wrestling. So I'm watching these two girls wrestle, and the referee keeps fucking interrupting them. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Why they're just, will you let the fucking girls fight so somebody can win? Then this fucking Swedish girl, who is kind of good looking, this Swedish chick fought a woman from, trying to remember, China. Dude, I sound like a frat boy now. Dude, it was like super cool, dude. No, seriously, the Swedish chick like whipped the living shit out of this Chinese woman, and like that match was over in like 30 seconds, I was like, holy shit, man. That chick motherfucking came to throw down. She was not fucking around. And the Chinese woman, so then they did our thing, they gave out the medals, and so then there was a match, it was American woman versus a Japanese woman. And that one took longer. So anyway, the American woman won the gold. And I should say the United States, because as I like to remind you, those of you who listen to this podcast, the country we live in is called the United States. It's not called America. America is the fucking continent. The country we live in is the United States of America. So anyway, the woman from the USA won the gold. The woman from Sweden won the bronze. And she was very, very happy. Like, they're giving out the awards. The Swedish woman, she was just nothing but smiles. She was very happy. The Chinese woman, who was beat by the Swedish woman, you know, and I mean, I know there's like a bracket and all this other stuff I didn't see, but she ended up with the, what do you call it, silver medal. And she was just standing up there. She was just bawling. Oh my gosh, she was so disappointed. You could tell she was just, she was devastated by this. Or at least she looked devastated. If she wasn't really devastated, then she was doing a good job of acting like she was devastated. Tears and the expression and everything else. I'm just like, and it reminded me of something I read some time ago where social scientists did their experimenting or whatever and talked to people and did surveys and however the fuck they did it. All I remember is the outcome, their conclusions that they reached. Their conclusions were that people in the Olympics who won a bronze medal were much happier, however you quantify that, and they had some system for doing it, than people who won silver medals. And their thesis on why this was happening was because when you win a silver medal, what goes through your mind is, God damn it, if I would have been just a little bit better, I could have been the gold medal winner. Whereas, contrast this to what goes through your mind when you win a bronze medal. When you get a bronze medal, what you think is, holy shit, had I done a little fucking shittier, I would have gotten nothing. And it's the spin. It's the frame in which you put things. So you're sitting there with your bronze medal and you're going, damn it, I made it. I got a fucking medal. Had I been, you know, a tenth, you think about like the track events, right? Had I been a tenth of a second slower, I would not have gotten this medal. I got a fucking medal in the goddamn Olympics. There's three fucking medals given out for my event. I got one of them. Fuck it. Yes, I am. That's how fucking good I am. Whereas when you get the silver, you're sitting there going, oh man, if I just would have been a little, if I'd have been a tenth of a second faster, I could have got the gold. Oh, I was so close to getting the gold medal. I can't believe I missed the gold medal. And it's all about how you frame things, guys. And this is important because those women, the gold medal winner, the bronze medal winner, the silver medal winner, can't fucking talk. Those women, you, me, Randy, we're all gonna die. We're all gonna fucking die one day, guy. We're all gonna fucking die. It's gonna be over. You're gonna die. There's gonna be nothing. It's gonna be like you were never here. And you can go through your fucking life. You can be crying because, oh, I only got a silver medal. Oh, I'm gonna cry. You can go through your life and you can cry about the things you don't fucking have. Or you make the choice to be grateful. You can't be the great one, because that's me. But you, my friend, you can be grateful. Right now, biggest problem I have in my life is that at home, the switch that turns the light on and off in one of my ceiling fans has gone out, and I need to either replace the switch with one that works, or I need to just take the switch out, twist the wires together, put a wire nut on it, and the light can be on all the time because it's controllable by a switch on the wall. Anyhow, that overrides the switch on the ceiling fan. That's the biggest problem in my life right now. I'm not rich. I'm not famous. I'm not fucking a really good-looking woman. But that's the biggest problem I have in my life today. I don't have everything I want. I have lots of opportunities for improvement. I have goals. I have projects. But to cry because you only got a silver medal. Look, and I understand some of you listening to this, some of you listening to this may really be fucked. And I don't say that to insult you or degrade. I mean, maybe you're getting a divorce. You just take everything you got. Maybe you have fucking cancer and you're going to die in 2 weeks, right? I don't know. Maybe you're paralyzed. Okay, some of you out there may really truly have legitimate fucking terrible things happening in your life. Okay, I'm not talking to you. You're in a different place. You've got some terrible shit happening to you. For most of us out there, especially if you have the time and the technology to listen to this podcast, you're already, you know, you're obviously not out in the fucking deserts of Ethiopia starving to death. Unless, I don't know, does this podcast get to Ethiopia? For most of us, man, we've got it so good. Our lives aren't perfect. Our lives are not flawless. Yeah, I mean, we have problems and we have room to improve and we have things we want to do and achieve, and that's great. But my God, guys, you're going to be dead one day. Look around you. Look at the... In a way, I hesitate to use the word. As you can hear, I'm hesitating right now because of the religious overtones for some people, but I don't mean this in a religious way. I mean, look at the blessings we have, man. I was sitting in the bar. There's another story. I was in a different bar at a different time. It's been a long time. I was in the bar, and I heard some motherfucking piece of shit say something to the effect of, yeah, if you're a white man, and this guy was a white man, he said something to the effect of, if you're a white man in the United States, you're one of the most privileged, you're the most privileged people on the planet. And I thought to myself, first of all, I thought to myself is, you're a Hillary Clinton voter and you should die. The second thing I thought to myself was, yes, you're right. White men in the United States are the most privileged people on the planet Earth. You know why? Because the white men who came before us fucking worked. They achieved things. They invented electricity and cell phones and computers and automobiles and... what do you call that thing? The assembly line, Henry Ford, right? Yes, yes, we are excruciatingly privileged in this country. And that wasn't just fucking shit out of the ass of Joseph Stalin or communism or fucking femistatist cunts. This privilege we have, I have this privilege, I have a great life. I have electricity. I have walls around me. I have a roof over me. I have an oven, which I can use in the summer because I'm not a goddamn pussy. I have a computer that I paid for with money I earned at a job. I have a bicycle. I have clothing. I have a great set of teeth because I go to a dentist every 6 months and they're a great dentist and they take care of my fucking teeth. I have my health because I eat relatively nutritiously. I've put on a little weight lately, you're not going to lie. I looked at my gut today and I was really pissed off. I have a set of weights that I'm going to start using more often. I have many, many things in my life that bring me great joy. And I have those things Because the people, the white men, who came before me in the United States of America, did things like build roads, build power distribution system, build power plants, build assembly lines. Did those, was much of it done via statism? Yes, we can say all that. But you know what? People in Ethiopia could have the very same thing. But oh, wait, I'm sorry. The black people in Ethiopia have been busy trying to fucking figure out how to grow food in the desert and killing each other. Let's see, why is it Muslim countries are shitholes? Oh, that's right. Because the Muslims have been busy blowing themselves up, cutting the clitorises off of women, and raping chicks. And oh yeah, and stoning 14-year-old girls to death because they're not virgins anymore after Muslims raped them. Yes, see, that's why, as a white man in the United States of America, that's why I have the fucking privilege, because the white men who came before me didn't invest all of their time in blowing themselves up, raping women, and all this other stupid shit. So go fuck yourselves, okay? Go fuck yourself. I'm so fucking sick of all the white guilt. If you have the white guilt, would you get the fuck out of the United? You can fucking leave. Go to a Muslim country. Get the fuck out. Speaking of skin color, I need to make a note from the most. All right. Speaking of, I was in a bar the other day. So I was in a bar, different bar, a different time, watching the Olympics, and they're doing the Olympic interview thingy, whatever. And there's this black person who says his mouth is moving and he's saying stuff. And then he says something to the effect of how he wants people to respect his color. Because, of course, his color hasn't been respected and all this other shit. And I turned to the woman. Yes, the woman. Because I know you think I don't have... No woman could possibly hang out with me. I turned to the woman that I was having a drink with. And I said, you know, I'm not going to respect his fucking color. I'll respect his achievements. If he achieves something, I'm going to respect that. But this idea he should be respected for his color is bullshit. And, this may shock you, she agreed with me. Here's a news flash. And this is why you see these sort of people gravitating towards liberalism and the Democrat Party and left-wing statism. All of these people who want to be respected, but they've never fucking achieved anything. Right? I don't respect the white men who came before me because they were white. I respect the white men who came before me here in the United States of America, where I have electricity, I have an oven, I have a refrigerator, I have a gin and tonic in my hand, I have four walls, I have a floor, I have a roof, I have a bicycle, I have a weight set, I have a fucking leftover pizza in the oven, in the refrigerator at home, I have a job, I have a dentist who takes care of my teeth. I have all of these things, not because the white men who came before me were white, but because the white men who came before me achieved things. My dentist is a white man. He achieved things. He went to dental school. He learned about dentistry. He opened a dental office. When I go in there, he comes and he checks my teeth and he looks at them, and when he finds a problem, he fixes it. He has achieved things. I respect my dentist because he has achievements. Not because he's white. and for some fucking piece of shit from some fucking shithole third world country that can't figure out how to make a motherfucking refrigerator to come on TV during the Olympics and talk about somebody needs to respect, you need to respect me for my color. No, you need to go fuck yourself. Okay? You need to go back to your fucking shithole third world country, and you and your other fucking shithole third world fucking parasites need to stop standing around and waiting for white people to hand you shit from the first world countries, and you need to start achieving things. Muslims and the inhabitants of third world countries are just like women. They're fucking parasites. They sit around, they wait for white men to give them everything. Oh man, I feel I am on a rant now. Fucking blood pressure is up. Energy levels are pumped. Just shut the fuck up, okay? If you're as great as you think, you're fucking black power and all, if you're as fucking great as you think you are, then fucking achieve something on your own. Stop waiting for whitey to give it to you. Stop waiting for the first world countries to come in and bail your fucking third world shithole out of the fucking toilet. Fucking achieve something if you want some goddamn respect. Until you can do that, don't get your fucking ass on television talking about how somebody needs to respect you for respect your color. No, there is no color respected. None. That includes white, yellow, red, fucking blue, green, whatever the fuck colors there are. It is not what you're born. No, you're not going to get respected because you're black. You're not going to get respected because you're a woman. You're not going to get respected because you're a tranny. You're not going to get respected because you're a man. You ain't going to get respected because you're a white man. You ain't going to get respected by me because you're a heterosexual white man who has a fucking job. Don't fucking matter. You will get respect when you achieve something. Have you been podcasting for 11 fucking years like I am? Like I have, if I can learn to fucking talk. See, nobody respects me for talking because I can't fucking do it. But I am respected for podcasting for 11 motherfucking years. Don't come to me with your respect my color. No, you shut the fuck up. You do something. You earn the fucking respect. Then we'll talk about your fucking respect. Until then, go fuck yourself, okay? Just go fuck yourself. I don't bother with the other side. Because I am right, and you can go fuck yourself. Alright, thanks for listening. I'm feeling back in the groove a little bit. This will be going out tomorrow on Monday, recorded on Sunday. Yes, oh, I have so much to talk about. Look for the Arena video. Alright.